Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we welcome from First Steps. Good morning to you, Anne Marie Valdez, President and CEO. Glad that you are here, Anne Marie.
Thanks, Shelley. Just delighted to be here this morning.
Appreciate you. We also talk with you, Heather Boswell, Senior Director of Operations and Projects with First Steps as well. Takes the team. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Pleased to be here as well.
Joining a discussion, WGBU grant writer Steve Chappell. Take it away, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley, and good morning to all of our valued listeners. We hope each and every week you tune into this segment, which focuses on inclusion and making our community more equitable in all areas. Toward that goal, we are administering a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, focusing on children and families of color. We accomplished over the past 2 years putting a spotlight on issues that aren't always talked about as much as they could be and should be, gentrification, disparities in healthcare, policing, a number of issues. And as well, this time around with our new grant, we are creating capacity in the community. We are offering training to 9 individuals of color. We're going to provide them platforms to tell stories from their perspectives that they're closest to.
Here we are, putting the spotlight on First Steps Kent this morning. Who is First Steps Kent?
Well, Shelley, First Steps really is a neutral entity focused on early childhood and advancing early childhood programs in our community throughout Kent County.
Yeah. Now, First Steps, you are not a delivery point. You don't deliver services. So for our listeners and for my education, what differentiates then? Do you provide a vision and administration, and are you a conduit?
Great question, Steve. We do have that vision to bring all the programs together and build them to capacity so that we're reaching more children. And just as you mentioned, in terms of equity and inclusion, we see disparities in the community, and we want to make sure that throughout the all of Kent County, we're working to link arms and bring programs together, build their capacity.
Why is early childhood important?
The reason it's important is investing in, you know, our youngest children makes some of the greatest impact for later on. So when you're able to intervene early, you see a strong return on investment later. So I'll give you some examples. Catching delays in children early, or maybe some type of issue with vision, hearing, speech. When we catch that early, we can actually make a difference in a child's life and save money later on for not only that family, but the entire community.
Well, and being at Kellogg, as WGBU is, and as your organization is, there's a wonderful new updated study, The Business Case for Racial Equity, put out by W.K. Kellogg and Alterum. And in that study, you know, they point to the fact that white children fare better in test scores, and if you cite the fourth grade as they did, as compared with children of color. And yet this community has, I think, upwards of 35% plus people of color. And so just from an equitable standpoint, I see there's something, a kilter there, something that needs attention.
Absolutely.
Steve, I would agree with that too. And with First Steps Kent, there is a big focus on equity. We're focusing a lot of our work on the story to understand the why behind the data, you know, specifically with those early childhood areas. An example that we see in our early childhood area is that African American women experience the highest rates of negative birth outcomes compared to all other demographic groups. Mm-hmm. This rate of low birth weight has somewhat declined for the population, but the rate remains significantly higher for babies born to mothers of color. We want to understand the why. We want to understand, you know, where the disparities are within the specific geographies within our community, within the specific racial ethnicity makeup populations within our group. And we want to understand how our systems can better support families with the young children.
Yes. Before you ask, what's your shirt say?
Kids who start ahead, stay ahead.
Love it. Steve.
You know, on that note, some of the resources that you sent ahead of your interview today I found fascinating and most educational. First and foremost, I want to point to your website, firststepskent.com. firststepskent.org. Again, firststepskent.org. I invite our listeners to go to that site and learn about all the various programs that are available. And is there any information about the millage, upcoming millage on
there
that site
a
as well?
Millage, yes.
And then another resource called the Heckman Equation. There's a gentleman, Dr. James Heckman, a Nobel laureate, actually, who's a professor at University of Chicago. And that website is heckmanequation.org. He makes the point, as well as Kellogg does in their business case for racial equity, that it is a tremendous plus for the community, not in humanitarian terms alone, but economic terms. Dr. Heckman points that there's, you know, in some areas a 13% return on investment in early childhood. And if you neglect the focus on early childhood from 0 to 8 or whatever age range you want to pick, that has a disastrous impact upon health disparities, economic, educational opportunities, and success in life.
Absolutely. It's a workforce development issue. And when we look at our county, we see that businesses are struggling to find a viable workforce. So when you start early and you prepare children, we know that when they're ready for kindergarten, that they will be ready to read at third grade and fourth grade, which these milestones in a child's education really make the biggest difference as to are they going to be ready to be there for college and career, which is what you want to see.
Recently, let's talk about the ballot. The Kent County Board of Commissioners did approve an early childhood millage proposal to be included on this November's ballot. Tell us about this.
So we've spent probably the last couple months working to provide information to the county board to make sure that they understand what we're proposing here. So we submitted for early childhood proposal to be on the ballot in November 2018. And this proposal is asking for a 0.25 tax increase. And that will generate between 5.5 or 5.7 million per year for 6 years if it is successful in November.
Heather, anything on that
to add? It's important, in order to support, the infrastructure that we want to build to better understand the gaps in our community and better engage parents in this conversation, too. That's the other piece that's really important, not just building services, but talking to parents about what their needs are and how we can better reach them and provide supports and get them the information that they need to be successful parents.
Yes. Steve, you've got about 4 minutes left.
This is a very caring community, very philanthropic, very concerned about all of our residents. There are a number of notable programs, and I'm sorry if I'm not mentioning all of them, but Believe to Become, Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative, First Steps, Great Start, so many programs out there. We talked about the negative impact of not focusing on the earliest time in a child's life, which is just inhumane in my view. Not to do that, but what is the pie in the sky dream, if you will, or what is possible if the community comes together through this millage and other ways? What's possible?
Well, both with having the business community behind us, and knowing that what we could achieve, what we stand to achieve here, is a viable workforce, homegrown, local, this is what we want. And we want to make sure that our businesses and our community are thriving. And that is the dream. And intervening early makes the biggest difference because it costs less and you save struggle for young children and families. And doing it earlier is really the most effective way.
I invite our listeners to, if they've missed any part of this interview, they may go to the WGVU Radio News webpage and click on Mutually Inclusive, which is the name of our Kellogg project, and they can listen to Heather and Anne-Marie in this interview and other topics that we're focusing on. And once again, I invite all of our listeners to visit firststepskent.org to learn about all of your great work.
It looks like just with a minute or so left, your role with building equity, you're doing board training, staff training, and more.
We believe that when you look at equity and inclusion, it really has to come from the inside out. It can't be pressed on externally. So doing this work internally as an organization with the hope that we braid and blend it into all the work that goes on throughout the county.
The final word, Heather?
It's all important, and we appreciate everybody's support.
Community to come together to help those, 44,500 kids under the age of five in Kent County today. So a lot of work to be done. All right, everybody, thank you very much. Again, a weekly opportunity to talk about significant issues that affect all of us in our community. Enjoy your days. First Steps Kent doing great things in our own backyard. Thank you very much, ladies, and Steve Chappell.